Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the New Way Power Hour, where our sole purpose and our focus is healing. I'm Charlene Stringfield, and I am here tonight with my very best friend and co-host, Jean Castor. Hello, Dean. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Charlene, I'm doing well, thank you, and welcome back, everyone. We're so happy to be back after a short hiatus from the show, and we're ready to go. And like Charlene said, my name is Jean Castor, and Charlene and I both are spiritual healers and guardian angel communicators, and all of the healings you will receive tonight are divine-based. We are the facilitators of the healings, and we give God all the glory. Now, these healings bring personal power, peace, and clarity, raising your vibration and consciousness to high levels of peace, love, happiness, and joy. And during the entire broadcast, you will receive Diksha energy, and this energy awakens the enlightenment process. Also, I will sing the Reiki codes that send out Reiki at the highest form through vibration. Charlene will then facilitate a major house healing, and after the major house healing, we will go straight to the phone line and the chat room after we finish the phone line messages and give everyone a message from their guardian angels and animal guides. So you log into the chat room, just type your first name, and I will be happy to put you on my list. Okay, Charlene, back to you.
Thank you, Jean. All right, well, before we start the healing, I always ask everyone to please set up a proxy list. That is a list of people or animals that you would like this healing to go out to. And remember, we never overcome anyone's free will. So if this healing goes out to someone and their soul chooses not to receive it, well, they just will not receive it. So if you will set up your proxy list, I am going to begin with a prayer. In the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator of all, please put your hands upon the New Way Power Hour and everyone listening here. Please bless everyone with peace, love, happiness, and joy, personal power, peace, and clarity. And we ask that everyone receiving this healing, they integrate it with grace and ease and comfortability. God, Goddess, Creator of all, I'd like to put in a divine miracle healing request for everyone, whatever they are seeking, whether it be mentally, emotionally, energetically, physically, that it be granted in your name. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Okay, I will go ahead and begin. In the name of the light, I'd like to bring down the New Way Healers. That is a group of healers that consist of archangels and ascended masters. Jesus is the head of that team. In the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator of all, please, the New Way Healers, please come down. They will be removing 500,000 layers off of everyone tonight, clearing your spiritual anatomy, which is your chakras, your auric field, your life path, your guide team. Let's guarantee everybody's life path is really, really clear. And let's begin by removing, let's clear everybody's relationship space, their career space, their sexual space, and let's clear and remove any kind of group consciousness programs and patterns that's going on out there, whether it's government or any kind of social things that's going out there, like with the NFL, the government, or just any disaster relief. Let's disconnect us all from any kind of group consciousness. Please clear all hooks, lines, and sinkers. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please clear and remove all pain, suffering, fear, and lack, sickness, illness, disease, injury, and anything creating it or causing it? Jesus, would you please give everybody a cellular cleanse here tonight? High Self, please connect with the group consciousness of the New Way Power Hour and apply every single healing that there is. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please reset and reprogram everybody to divine, true love-based. Please clear all fear and just guarantee every aspect of them is 100% divine, true love-based. Now, I am seeing some life paths out there that are really blocked. So we really need to make a divine intervention statement, because whenever it's blocked, like I'm seeing, it's because there's some self-imposed blocks. So usually it's a fear or something like that. So if you'll repeat after me, we will say a divine intervention statement, and it'll clear those blocks right out. If you'll repeat, please repeat after me. I am asking for divine intervention to clear my life path now. And I allow it. Thank you. All right, good. Let's guarantee everybody's guide team is clear, and any outsiders, intruders are cleared and removed. Guarantee everybody's guide team is 100% angelic. All right, guarantee all of these planetary and worldly energies are cleared and removed. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you restore everybody's personal power, their peace and clarity? Please put your hands upon everyone's head and clear, balance, and harmonize their left and right hemispheres of their brain, and apply a spiritual healing and a Star David. Please apply a cranial sacral adjustment and a neural cranial sacral adjustment times 10. Please turn on everybody's brain power, their memory power, all of their powers, their spiritual power, their physical power, their mental and emotional power, their energy power and the creator of it, and their sexual power, and their money and wealth power and the creator of it. Guarantee their superconscious mind is clear. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please open up all minds and energy minds that there are, all of their consciousness, and please clear them out 100% and fill them with 100% divine light, creator of all energy and healing energy, and bring them all together as one and connect them up to the mind of creator of all. Connect their souls to their mind and their mind to their body. Guarantee everybody's gauges, including their havingness and I can have it gauge, is connected up to creator of all. Crystal healers, would you please come down and give everyone a crystal healing? Angels of abundance, would you please give everybody a clearing, and any blocks to prosperity and abundance, clear and remove it. High self, please clear all conscious and subconscious clutter, all obsessive thoughts, all obsessions, all obsession cords. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please turn on everyone's joy. Jesus, please clear all secret, sacred chambers of everyone's heart. Please awaken everyone's heart and apply a total heart healing. Let's take everyone up to the goddesses, open them up, and clear all inner layers, clear their brains, their minds, their inner dialogue. Please clear and remove any separation or division programs and patterns, any hate programs, hate of self, hate of life, hate of God. Just whoosh all of that out. And can we please put a divine icon reconnection total alignment grid on everyone? Ground it to the earth, connect it up to creator of all, activate that grid. Please power everybody up. Mother God, would you please take everyone apart and give them a healing of your nature? Please give everybody a brand new set of chakras, a brand new power source, a brand new processor. Please clear and remove any spiritual viruses or any energies that's just not theirs, anything or anyone cohabitating in their chakras. Clear and remove it. Jesus, would you please pull everybody's energy in, clear, close, heal, and seal all holes in their auric field, clear their rows, please rejuvenate, regenerate, and activate their tree of life and apply a life force healing. Please fill them up with their own divine, true, authentic self, true essence energy. Mother God, could you please step into everybody's body, anything that's been turned off, turn it back on. Turn on their inner healer, their codes of light. Jesus, would you please stand behind everyone and infuse them with so much peace? Apollo, would you please come down and strengthen them as a soul? Goddesses, please send them the power of the goddess. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, please send them the power of the Godhead. Let's get everybody's frequencies and vibrations and their consciousness up to enlightenment and the 12 attributes of God. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please heal everyone's brain and their brain stem and all of their organs and glands and body systems. And let's bring that pure, solid, loving energy of joy into everyone. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please put your hands upon everyone's head and clear and heal the God organ and the goddess organ. Clear any seeds of insomnia, of craziness, madness, insanity, unstableness, mental or emotional disturbances, anything creating, causing, or allowing or attracting that. Move it on out now. Wish it on out. Guarantee everybody gets a big old triple special whopper whoosh from the all. Jesus, please go through every layer of every individual and guarantee all energy that is not theirs are cleared and removed. Please also go through their relationship space, their career space. Pull them out of struggle and survival, all aspects of them, and bring them into success. Let's power up all of those chakras. Jesus and Lady Nada, please run your energies through everyone's spiritual anatomy. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please send everyone the highest of the highest, the biggest of the biggest, the greatest power healing of all. God, Goddess, Creator of all, I ask that everybody really feel your essence and presence here tonight. I ask that you bring in your energy so powerfully. And what everybody is seeking with the divine miracle healing request, God, Goddess, Creator of all, please bring that miracle in now and throughout the entirety of this broadcast. Please clear and remove any energy blocks in anyone. Please apply the Meridian Energy Line treatment. Guarantee everybody's willpower is on. Please call back everyone's personal honor, their personal dignity, their personal respect. Guarantee that everybody believes in themselves and has self-respect and self-honor. Clear and remove any self-doubt, self-limitation, self-sabotage, self-torture. Guarantee any negative thought forms. Clear and remove them. And return their mind to peace and love. And I'd like to ask the Reiki Masters and the Diksha Blessing Givers to please send Diksha and Reiki down to everyone through the entirety of this show. Angels of the Violet Flame, please immerse everyone in your Violet Flame light during the entirety of this show. We ask all of these healing energies continue throughout the show. And all of their chakras are running at 100%. Guarantee their energy creator is creating energy at 100%. Jesus, would you please put the divine matrix grid on everybody, ground it to the earth, connect it up to creator of all, and clear and clean everyone's energy and call it back. Guarantee everyone is in the present moment. They're grounded to the earth. They're connected up to creator of all, and they're in their heart. Guarantee that everyone is at full faith, full belief, full certainty, full knowingness, and full trust. Their intuition is working at 100%. Anything trying to block that, please clear and remove it. High self, please clear everybody on chart 5 and chart 26. I'd like to ask the Amadeus healers to please send everybody all of the codes that we generally use for healing and for protection. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please raise everybody's safety, security, and protection up to 100%. and guarantee everyone's connection to Creator of all is perfect, and that their heart energies are perfect. Jinshin Jitsu healers, would you please come down and give everybody a Jinshin Jitsu healing? Please apply all the energy flows and the organ flows 5 times fold. I'd like to ask the psychic acupuncturist to please come down and give everybody a healing and clear everybody's meridian line of your nature. Let's get everybody's energy flowing really, really good and strong. Guarantee everybody is feeling good and at their highest. Okay. Just going to do a quick little scan on everybody. Guarantee their guide team is really, really clear. Their auric field is clear. Pull that auric field in. Jesus, please apply a total life force healing. Let's start filling everybody up with divine energy. Please clear all blame, shame, pain, guilt, or self-punishment, any regret, any hate, any expectations or goals, judgments or criticisms that's been put on anybody by themselves or anyone else. Please clear and remove it. Whoosh it on out now. Any negative or negativity around them, clear and remove it. Return them to love, return them to peace, and return them to forgiveness. Please commune with everyone's soul and guarantee that their heart is in peace, is in calmness, and is love, and in love. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, folks, this part of the healing is over. However, they will be sending all of this energy that I set up with the Diksha Blessing Givers and the Reiki Masters and some other energies I've set up during the entire broadcast. We've been off air for a while, and you know what happens is sometimes our vibrations get lower, and this energy that I just wanted everybody to be immersed in tonight, you will be immersed in it during the entire show, and it'll bring your vibration up of all of your organs and glands and body systems. So we thank y'all for tuning back in. You know, we took a month off. Gene's dad passed away, and we've gotten over the grief. We know he's on the other side now, and we actually are dedicating this show to him tonight. So anyways, again, we thank you for tuning back in. I'm going to pass it over to Gene, and Gene is going to sing the Reiki codes. And I highly recommend that when you, with the Reiki codes, that you put out where you'd like these Reiki codes to go, whether it's something within you, a sickness or something like that, or just a broken heart, or just a general healing. Just put it out where you would like this healing to go, and it'll go there. Thank you. Jean?
Thank you for facilitating that healing, Charlene. I felt that really powerfully. And as Charlene said, set your intentions of where you would like this Reiki energy to go, to heal, to fill you with this universal life force energy. Please include your animals, any animals. Include your home and property, your car, your food, your water. Just set your intentions. Reiki loves everything of this earth, and it is very healing and high vibrational. The first code that I'll be singing is the Chopa Ray, and it's the power symbol, and it opens up the rainbow bridge, and it invites all the power of the universe to come in. It calls down the power of the white light, and it opens the spirit doorway for healing. It seals, it purifies, and it blesses. The Hunsha Zay Shonin is the distant symbol, and it slices through time and space like a laser beam, and the symbol is directing the energy to go out to all of you. And it heals the whole timeline, and it goes to every part of the soul. The Seheki is the middle and the emotional symbol, and it opens and clears the subconscious. It cuts through negativity, and it clarifies and sets boundaries. And it also toward healing negative patterns and breaking addictions. The dichotomio is the master symbol, the great purifier, and it enhances and empowers all the other symbols. The raku is like a lightning bolt that clears obstructions. And the kriya, at the end of the healing, brings perfect balance and action, and it balances energy, and it raises awareness, and it transforms. And it's about action and creation. So please set your intentions and breathe. Chokore, chokore, chokore. 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 Hansha ze shonen. 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 Seki, seki, seki. 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 Dichotomio. Dichotomio, dichotomio, dichotomio. Raku. Seki, seki, seki. Kriya, Kriya, Kriya. Let's talk to you. Oh, yeah. Charlene, back to you.
Thank you, Jean. I really felt that. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and begin with the total house healing. If you have a home or a property or address or a workplace that you would like this healing to go to, please put out the address now and it'll go straight to it. In the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creative All, would you please put your hands on all of these homes and properties and addresses and workplaces that have been put out here tonight and infuse them with so much light. And send them the highest of the highest, the biggest of the biggest, the greatest power healing of all. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please waterfall all of these places with agape and the highest of Creator of all energy, encompassing all the healing energies that's available to us as human beings. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In the name of the light, New Way Healers, would you please come down to all of these homes and the properties and addresses and workplaces and give all of these places a New Way healing, remove a million layers off of them and clear and clean the inside and outside of these homes and properties. Please ground the center of these homes and properties and addresses and workplaces to the center of the earth, connect it up to Creator of all and God, Goddess, Creator of all. Please fill up all of these places with infinite levels of divine healing roses, 1,000 feet above, 1,000 feet below, and pop those healing roses and send them down to the center of the earth for transmutation. Psychic smudgers and major house healers, please come down and give all of these places a major house healing with psychic smudge. Angels of the violet flame, please immerse all these places with the violet flame 1 billion times fold. And Archangel Michael, would you please, in the name of the light, come down to all of these places with your band of mercy and go through them with a fine-tooth comb and give them a complete spirit releasement and a space clearing. Somebody please give all of these places, a triple special whopper-woosh from the all. Guarantee they're all connected up to Creator of all, grounded to the earth. And Jesus and Lady Nada, would you please come through all of these places and fill them up with the white light of the Holy Spirit, Christ energy, divine miracle healing energy, Creator of all energy, and the pink light of unconditional love. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please raise all the vibrations and the frequencies and the consciousness of all of these places up to enlightenment and the 12 attributes of God, and bless them with peace, love, happiness, and joy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, folks, the house healing is complete. Jean, do we have anybody on the phone line?
We absolutely do, Charlene. So let's go ahead and bring in the first caller on the phone line. And the last four digits of your number are 1111. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, lady.
Could I have your name,
Vicky.
Please?
It's Vicky.
Vicky, okay. All right. Vicky, you have a bear working with you, which is about protection and introspection. Your guardian angel says you're going through something right now. It's kind of like a spiritual growth period where you're like letting go of some things and making some changes in your life. And she says you're right on the right path. And she says you question that at times. And she says you're right where you're supposed to be, and it's important that you know that. There are some changes coming up, and the changes that are coming up in your life are due to some of the changes you are making in your life now. So keep on doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job. So thanks for following the show, Vicky, and calling in. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye, Vicky. And the next caller on the line that is ready for a message, the last four digits of your number are 5550. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Well, hello, it's Jane. And
hello,
I'm so
Jane.
Happy to hear you both again. It's been a long time. I've missed you. So how nice to
it feels like
to
it
have you back.
As well, thank you so much, Jane. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Your guardian angel has stepped forward, and she says that it's important that you know that you are safe and your space is safe, because it seems as if that is pulling on your happiness, and your happiness, she says, that moves you forward in your life. And she's stressing again to know that you are safe. And there's somebody that you are a role model to, and you may not even be aware of it, but your guardian angel is commending you for being a good role model for this individual. And she says there's a change coming in your life that is for your highest good, is what she's saying. And the change will depend on the decisions that you make. And she said, take your time making these decisions when it comes time for you to make a decision or a choice that will shift the direction in your life. And I'm seeing a hawk with you, and the hawk is the messenger. And the hawk is saying, be aware of the messages that are there for you every day. And okay. Know that when you're aware, that the message comes to you even quicker.
Okay.
And thank you
okay.
for your kind words, Jane. Charlene and I both really appreciate it. Thanks for following the show.
Oh, yes, and thank you so much. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. You have a good evening.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Okay, the next caller on the line that is ready for a message, the last four digits of your number are 6114. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Good morning, girls. Good afternoon, girls. How are you doing?
Oh, hey. Hello, Becky. Doing good. Glad to hear your voice. All right.
You too.
Well, you've got a blue jay working with you, which is about knowing the truth through your intuition. Now, your guardian angel wants you to know that there's something that you've been praying about and kind of putting some energy on, because you just – you know, you've just been really praying about something particularly, and she's saying that your prayers are being heard, and the divine is working behind the scenes to help you, and she wants you to know that, okay?
Okay.
And she's saying that it's also very important to make sure you get your rest. That's what she's saying.
Yes, it is. I can feel that too.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in the show. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next time, Becky.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, the next caller on the line that is waiting for a message, the last four digits of your number are 7193. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Thanks, Jean. Hey, Charlene, it's Janine. Sorry I'm driving.
That's okay. It's good to hear your voice, Jenny. The first thing I see right away is a bear with you, and the bear is about introspection and protection. And the bear is with you really strong at this time, and your guardian angel is saying that there's something that a situation that's going on in your life right now, and she's not being specific as to what part of your life, but she's saying that it's not very healthy right now. So whatever conflict is being caused, not good for you. So it's time to make a decision for your highest good, and that's why the bear is with you right now. Protect you. And an idea is coming up for you, guardian angel, saying that it is a really good idea, and it's your idea, not anybody else's idea. It's an idea that's coming to you, and she's saying act on it because it's a really good idea.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care, Janine.
Thank you. I'll keep you posted.
Bye-bye. Okay, the next caller on the line that is ready for a message. The last four digits of this person's number are 1439. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hey, guys, it's Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you doing? I miss you guys.
We're doing real good. We miss you, too. You have got a hawk with you, which is the messenger, and sometimes that's like beware. It's also saying beware, but be aware. And what the message is, what your guardian angel is saying, is you've sort of been going through something, but people you work with and people around you have been going through something, and you've sort of just been picking up all their emotions and stuff, and it's just your feet. It's just people's fear and all just kind of planetary and worldly energies and earth shifts and that stuff. But you've been picking up on other people's stuff, and it's just been making you really uncomfortable. So this was a good time for you to listen to the radio show, and your guardian angel is saying to turn your empath down because, you know, you were concerned. But it's something wrong with you, so you turned it up so you could sort of feel like, what is this? You know what I mean? But by turning it up, you feel it more, but it's not even your stuff. You know, so she's sort of saying that it would be best for you to turn it down to 2, and all you have to do is say, once you get off there, is empath down to 2, you know?
Okay.
But she says that there's a major event coming in your life real soon that's going to be a really, really happy day for you. Are you getting married or anything like that?
There's no date set yet, but supposedly.
Okay. All right. Well, I see that. I see that. That looks like the happy event, you know. So it may be a spontaneous kind of thing. It's, you know, I don't know, but that looks like what the happy event is. So you'll know when it's the right time. Everything's in divine timing, you know.
Yes,
so,
it is. That
anyway,
birthday's in a couple of weeks too.
yeah, we do. We both do within 2 days apart.
Yeah,
you're right. All right. Well, it's too bad you're not here. We're having another big party, a big party with a band and all here this year again. So.
Oh, you are.
Actually, it's
gonna
be.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, actually, it's going to be the Saturday after Thanksgiving this year, but you know, it's going to be the same format as that big year. You know, but anyway, yeah. But anyway, Jean's like saying, "Be quiet," because it's supposed to be a surprise party for somebody. So, you know. So, anyway, hopefully that person is not listening tonight. I'm certain that they're not. You know. Anyway, well, you have a good night, and thanks for calling in. And we'll talk soon. Okay.
Okay. All right. See you guys. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
I'm not saying anything about that, Charlene Stringfield. Okay, the next caller on the line that is ready for a message, the last four digits of your number are
0909. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, Charlene and Jean. This is Ellen. You have been missed.
Oh, thank you, Ellen. We definitely appreciate that. First thing I see, Ellen, that's coming to you is doves, and I'm seeing three doves around you. And doves are about peace, and it's infusing you with peace. And three is a big sign, because where there's three, it will be, and they're infusing you with peace. That's what they're saying to me. Your guardian angel is saying that a situation that you've been concerned about, there are others on the other side. Your soul friends on the other side are sending you energy and sending you help for the resolution to this situation that will bring peace to you. And your guardian angel is also saying, pay attention to the moon cycle, because their energy can enhance you or it can pull you down depending on your mindset. So she's saying, keep your thoughts positive and allow the energy to help you. Even if it feels a little off balance, it is helping you.
Okay. Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And thank you for your kind words, Ellen.
Take care.
You as well. Bye-bye. Okay, Charlene, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of their number are 0452. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour. Can I have your name, please? All right, Jean, I don't think we're getting this one through,
okay.
So we'll come back to you.
Okay, the next four digits of a person's number that is ready for a message is 2088. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hello, this is Sharon. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Sharon, how are you? We're doing real good.
I'm well. I'm so glad you guys are back.
Good, good. Thank you. Well, your guardian angel says congratulations on something new that's just happened with you. And she says you're right on track. And she's also showing me that, you know, there's another big change coming for you that's a real positive change really, really soon. And it's something that you have been wanting, and it's like something you're going to be doing that, you know, you've asked for, so prepare for that. It looks like spiritually based, you know, maybe something you're going to get back into or start doing. She says, is there anybody else in your family? I know you had a grandbaby recently, but is there anybody else pregnant?
No.
I mean, the reason I asked that is because
I've been dreaming about babies, though. It's so interesting.
Well, the reason I'm saying that, bringing that up, because your guardian angel says there is a soul friend of yours coming in very soon that is like a very dear friend of yours. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's wonderful.
It's coming in through your lineage, you know, so it's going to be coming through, and it's going to be the next one coming through.
Wonderful.
So she just wanted to know that, you know, the one, I know you've got one, but there's more coming.
Yes. Oh, that's great.
And
That is great. And she says you've got a bald eagle working with you, which flies highest to God, and he's dropping a scroll down, and it's saying hello from heaven. So there's somebody in heaven that's dropping down a hello to you. And they're not only saying hello, but they're saying, I love you. So whoever comes to your mind, that is who it is. You know, does anybody particularly come to your mind? Okay.
Oh, that's
right.
definitely my mom, for sure. Yeah, that's wonderful.
Good. All right, well, we'll talk to you soon, and you have a good evening.
Okay. Thank you so much. Y'all too.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, the next caller on the line that is ready for a message, the last four digits of your number are 1558. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hey, Jean. Hey, Charlene. It's Julie. So great to hear from y'all.
Hey, Julie. It's good to hear your voice as well. Julie, first thing that you were showing me is a bluebird, and a bluebird is about happiness, and there is a lot of happiness coming your way based on some changes and some choices that you're making in your life. And your guardian angel is commending you for your sense of humor and the laughter that you use in your humor. And you have a certain vibration to your laughter that is very healing. She said you don't realize it, but your laughter does a lot to those around them, that vibration that comes from the laughter. It's very healing for people around you and you as well. And she says that's why it's so infectious. When you start laughing, other people just start laughing too. Have you noticed that?
Funny. Today I had a couple of team calls today, and they're usually very serious. And then we were cracking jokes left and right today. So, and usually I work for a serious accounting firm. So that's good to know. That was actually happening today.
Well, and also your guardian angel, it says, remember that love is what your peace comes from. And hold that love in your heart, because it's real.
Oh, thank you, Jean. I really appreciate that. I appreciate both of you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for those kind words, Julie. It's good to hear your voice as well. You take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, the next caller on the line that is ready for a message, last four digits of their number are 9459. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, could I have your name?
Yes, this is Regina.
Hello, Regina. All right, Regina, you have a horse working with you, which is about personal power and travel. You know, travel is ahead of you, and your guardian angel says there are many places that are like on your soul chart that you will be visiting this lifetime. So it's important to hold on to those dreams, and you will have a travel companion to all of these places. And all the places that you will be seeking to go are places that you're like, I don't know, your soul is sort of revisiting. You know, you've been there in past lives. Your guardian angel is saying that sometimes you get frustrated with finances and life and stuff like that. And she says, but you're really, really doing good. Keep that faith and stay strong, because you are very, very strong and very courageous, and you are being watched over. Okay? It's very important that and there's something that you've been wanting and asking for, and you're like, well, where is it? You know, or am I just not going to be able to get this or what? Your guardian angel is reminding you of the divine timing, okay? It's on the way. You will have it, okay?
Yes, because I've been trying to get a stable job. I mean, I'm just getting temp jobs, and it's just like, when is going to be my time when I can just save money and have money for myself and my kids, you know? Just do things that I want to do.
Yep.
Instead of
struggling with finance. All right.
Well,
on that note, let's make sure that we guarantee that your finances are pulled out of struggle and survival, and your master manifester and super conscious mind is working in the positive. Please guarantee she's doing that. An angel of abundance, please really help her with that abundance. And I'm going to just say a special prayer for you. God got us creative all. Please bless Regina and her family with peace, love, happiness, and joy. Please bless them with financial peace, financial security, and raise their vibrations and frequencies up to financial security. And anything that is blocking that, move it on out of the way and send her that perfect job that she likes, and she likes it, that provides for her family beautifully. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Good luck
thank
on that.
Thank you so much.
It's coming. You're welcome. That's
okay.
Coming. So you keep your thoughts positive on that, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. You have a great night.
All right. Thank you. Okay. The next caller on the line, the last four digits of your number are 7679. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Good evening. This is Beth.
Yes. That's the first thing that I'm seeing with you is a turtle, and the turtle is about keeping you grounded and keeping you comfortable with your earth suit and your spirit and your body, so keeping you solidly in the present moment. Guardian Angel says sometimes there's looking back at the past a bit too much, but your blessings come in the present moment. And you have some relationship angels working with you, to create harmony with the relationships in your life, so that as you resolve any conflict in your relationships, that you know in your heart that the only true thing is love. And you're open to receiving that as well as extending that to others, because all conflicts, your guardian angels say, are just misunderstandings, and what somebody is working through on their own that is projected onto you. And just hold that energy of love in your heart, and everything will be resolved.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling into the show, Beth.
Have a good night.
You as well. Bye-bye. Okay, Charlene. The next person on the line, the last four digits of their number are 0077. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Thank you. Hello, ladies. I'd love a message. Thank you.
Okay, could you give me your first name, please?
Yes, it's Karen.
Okay. All right. You have a giraffe working with you, which is about seeing beyond and prophecy. And your guardian angel says that you're way more intuitive than you are aware of. And it's important that you really, really follow your intuition right now, especially about something particular that's going on with you right now. And, you know, if it doesn't feel good, it's not good. And if the answer to your question is not a yes, it's a no. It's important to really, really pay attention to that, because right now it's like you're at a pivotal moment in your life, and this choice that you have got to make, it's really important that you make the choice that's going to be for your highest good. Do you know what she's talking about?
Yes, I do. But I can't seem to make the choice, or I want to be with a certain person, and it's not working out yet, but I see it working out in the future, and I'm not sure if that's
okay.
Correct or not.
Well, you know, it's hard to tell with the relationships if it's, you know, if it's not working out right now. I would make the decision based on the present moment opposed to the future of what it could bring. Because whatever this is, all of this, it's, she says it's keeping you stuck. And that's why it would be better to make a choice now. And if it comes back to you in the future, then it will be meant to be, and it will be divine timing. So
I
pay
it. Okay, all right. Okay.
So
So it's a matter of just make your choice in the present moment, because that's what's just really, really important about this. That's what she's saying, because whatever you're stuck in or whatever, however how you feel stuck, it's not a positive thing for you. And as soon as you make a choice in the present moment, then you'll be able to move forward and new doors will open up for you, okay? So you also have a hummingbird with you, which is about joy. And your guardian angel is asking that you call your joy back, because whatever this is that you're going through, it is taking your energy and your joy. That's why she wants you to make a choice and a decision soon, so you can move forward in joy and in love and in peace. So good luck with that, and thanks for calling in the show. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, the last caller on the switchboard, I'm getting ready to call their number, and then we'll go to the chat room, to our chat room guests. Okay, the last four digits of this caller's number are 0452. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
This is Vivian.
Vivian. Okay, Vivian, I came back to you, I guess, we didn't get a good connection before, but your message is still right here. And your guardian angel is saying it's important that you shield yourself. And she's speaking of your spiritual anatomy, your auric field, to pull your energy in, because you have a huge capacity to send your energy band out, because with you that helps people understand what you're talking about, what you're saying, but she's saying at this time it's important to pull your energy in close to you and to shield yourself, and you know how to do that. And she's also saying that it would be a really good time to get some energy work done to clear your chakras and your aura and to help you in that capacity as well. And I'm seeing a deer with you, Vivian, and the deer is about gentleness. And the deer is saying it's time to be gentle with yourself, to let go of anything that is taking that gentleness from you so that you can be at peace with yourself. So good luck with that, Vivian. And
okay.
Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Jean, I think it is another phone call, 0450, as well, in the chat room.
Well, it wouldn't be in the chat room, but I'll check it out.
Okay.
See that at this moment. But thanks for letting me know. I'll check it out, Vivian. You have a good evening.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, Charlene, I'm going to let you do the first chat room guest, and I'll see if there's one more caller on the line. The first person in the chat room that is waiting for a message is Mary Lou.
All right, Mary Lou, you have lion energy with you tonight, and that is about feminine power, leadership, and assertion. And your guardian angel says that you are a really good leader and a very well-respected leader and a teacher. And she wants you to know that many people have benefited from working with you, for you, learning from you. And, you know, it's just you've just got that personality that is so good at that. And she just wants to commend you for doing a real good job. Now, she's also saying that there's another opportunity coming up for you that's kind of different than both of those things. And she says she wants you to really think about it, because she thinks it's a really good thing for you. It's something different, and you may think, well, I don't want to do that because I don't have a lot of experience in it. But when this opportunity comes up, know that you will learn it quickly, because you will be a natural at it. You just don't know it yet. So this opportunity is coming up sooner than later, so look for it, and good luck with it. And use your intuition when it comes up, but She says you'll be perfect for this. This is going to be a great opportunity. So good luck with that, and thanks for following the show, Mary Lou. It's glad to see you in the chat room.
Okay, the next call, the next guest in the chat room is Jim. And Jim, your guardian angel is asking you to pay attention to your dreams because you're getting some messages in your dreams from loved ones on the other side, as well as some messages from your guardian angel. She's saying, you know, it's important to remember your dreams, to pay attention to them. And your guardian angel is also saying that she's working with you in your dream time to help you heal. There is a part of your heart that is, your spirit is looking to release some heartache that you're ready to let go of. And so your guardian angel is working with you to help this part of your heart to heal and to release as well. Jim, you have a lion with you, and the lion is about leadership and assertion. And as the lion is saying, it's balancing energies within you so that leadership comes across to others in a loving way as opposed to an aggressive way. So the lion just wanted to let you know that, Jim. And thank you, Jim and Mary Lou, for following the show. We appreciate you. Okay, Charlene, the next person that would like a message is Jennifer. All right, Jennifer. Your guardian angel is talking about relationship harmony and to trust your intuition where your relationships are in your life. And she's talking to you about relationships, your relationship with yourself, that it's important to find self-forgiveness for something that you don't feel so good about in your life. Maybe you've had some regret about something you wish you would have, could have, should have. And she's saying to reevaluate that and to just ask God to help you forgive yourself, because all is forgiven and you are free. And she's like, let this go so that you can be free. You have a horse that is, this horse looks like it's one of your main animal guides. And, you know, they align with us all the time, but this is one of the ones that's with you all the time. And that represents personal power and travel. So good luck with that. This horse looks like it's a really good soul friend of yours. I don't know if you like horses or not, but it's a real strong connection with you. So have a good night, and thanks for following the show. Okay, the next chat room guest that's ready for a message is Candace. And Candace, the first thing I'm seeing your guardian angel show me really clear is you're getting a hello from heaven. And when you get a hello from heaven, that's someone that's been in your life that is no longer here on this earth plane but has crossed over to heaven. So, and it's the first person you think of, that's who you're getting a hello from. And they're sending lots and lots of love. I'm seeing a skunk with you, Candace, and the skunk is about respect, about self-respect that you show yourself and the respect that others show you, and the respect that you extend to others as well. So it works in many different directions. And the skunk is saying that, you know, one thing that you are working on is self-respect. So it's important to know that there are those that respect you very much. So with you respecting yourself, that empowers you even more in that area. And the skunk is working with you strong. So thank you, Candace, for following the show, and we appreciate you. Okay, Charlene, the last person in the chat room that's ready for a message, and I did not see that number on the switchboard, but the person that would like a message now is Frank. Okay, Frank. Frank, your guardian angel is saying all is well. She says that sometimes you kind of get concerned. Am I on the right path? Am I off track? And she says you're right where you're supposed to be. And she's actually showing me
your spirit clock, your body clock, your soul clock, and they're all right at the same number at 5 o'clock, which that means you're exactly on time. Now, she does want you to know that something new is coming in your direction, and it may catch you off guard. However, this is something that you have been seeking and you have been wanting, and it is about to come into fruition and manifest physically. So she wants you to know that. She's saying to pay attention to the signs around you, because there's a lot of signs out there, and you have a strong intuition, and she says they send you signs all the time, and sometimes you miss the signs. So she's saying just pay attention for big signs. You know what I do when I need a sign on something, I'm like, please send me a big fat sign. And you will get it for sure. Now, you have a squirrel working with you, which usually is about finances and gathering. So your guardian angel says there's something that you have been gathering for. She says keep on doing that. You also have a raven with you, which is about magic and divine magic. So use your gifts and use your intuition. Your path looks good. You're right where you're supposed to be. Everything's right on time, and this wonderful thing that you've been seeking is coming into your life soon. So good luck with that, Frank, and thanks for being in the chat room. Have a good evening. Jean?
Okay, Charlene, we've gotten to the end of all of the messages, and we thank everybody so much for joining us this evening and for following the show. And Charlene and I both are very happy to be back on the air and doing this wonderful work. Just want to let you know that the next show is planned for October the 10th at 6 p.m. Charlene, any last words?
No, I'd just like to thank everybody again for following the show. God bless you. And, Jean, would you please take us out with a prayer?
I would be honored. Creator of all, I ask you to bless the New Way Power Hour and everyone listening in with peace in their heart, clarity in their mind, and to ground them 100% in their personal power as they walk their path. I ask for divine protection and to empower them as they make their choices in their life, to lead and guide them and bless them on all levels of existence, and let thy will be done. Metakwe Oyasin. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight and for following the show. And on behalf of Charlene and myself, have a blessed evening.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.